This is a special July 9 edition of Commodity Week Mental Health and Rural America. We'll bring you on July 10th our regular Commodity Week program, including the numbers from the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Coming up, we'll hear an excerpt from the 21st. It's the talk show hosted by Brian Mackey at Illinois Public Media. On July the 9th, they explored rural mental health in Illinois, particularly as it relates to farmers and how the pandemic has put additional strain on farming communities. Now, here's Brian Mackey.
Farming can be a stressful line of work. The economic pressures farmers face, coupled with the isolation and lack of mental health resources in rural areas, can make the job even more taxing. A study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found farmers were among the most likely groups, occupations, to die by suicide. And for some, the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic has compounded the problem. Marissa Plesha is a reporter for the Champaign-based Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. She's been working on a series of stories about mental health in farming communities. Marissa, welcome to the 21st.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'd also like to welcome Greg Aubin. He's a farmer in Manteno, Illinois, and an advocate for farmer mental health. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Ted Matthews also joins us. He's the director of Minnesota Rural Mental Health and specializes in counseling along with training for rural mental health providers. Ted Matthews, thank you for being here.
Morning. Thank you.
Marissa, I want to begin with you. For your story, you spoke with a dairy farmer in Minnesota who actually decided to start the farmer mental health line there. Can you tell us a bit about Meg's story and why she decided to start that project?
Yeah, so Meg Moynihan, she works with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and I really just wanted to talk to her because I wanted to talk with someone who worked with this helpline out in Minnesota. And it sounds like, from what Meg told me, she has her own personal experience of stress because back in 2016, her dairy processor canceled on her, and she had to go through about 6 or 8 months of trying to find a dairy processor and just not being able to. And she was literally having to pour out some of her grade A organic milk. And then until finally they were able to find another processor. So at the end of it, she eventually went to back to the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, where she had to take some time off during this whole period of time. And she kind of just told them, you know, a lot of people are experiencing this kind of stress. It's not just me. And we have to do something about it, which is why she decided to start this helpline.
You know, can you describe just a little bit? I think that people maybe think of, you do a job, sometimes you have to get rid of your work product because you can't use it, that sort of the sort of visceral feeling she had, dumping this milk that, you know, she had worked so hard to, you know, raise the animals to produce.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't something I have personal experience with, but I can imagine that is just a really difficult thing to create this great product and then have to put it out to waste because you can't get it to the consumer. Especially when you have no problem making whatever the good is, just not even being able to get it to the consumer, I'd imagine is a really difficult thing, especially sure. Right now with people having to slaughter their animals because they can't get their food to the consumer. I would imagine that is a really difficult thing. And that's something that Ted Matthews here has talked to me a lot about, that's just a really difficult thing, having to slaughter your animals just because you can't get your food out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ted, how about it? Can you talk about that? And our stories like Meg's with the dairy, is that a common story?
Well, with dairy, they've had low prices for a very long time. And people in dairy, most of the time, they're third, fourth, fifth generation. And they frankly, that is who they are. It's not their occupation. It's who they are. And because of that, whether they lose money or not, they're going to do everything they can to keep farming and to keep going, even though oftentimes they work 7 days a week and 12 hours a day. That's not unusual at all. And, you know, they even identify Saturday, Sunday as a vacation, not a weekend.
Interesting. Greg, you've been open about addressing farmer mental health, and you told Marissa for her story that in the early 2000s, you took over your family farm here in Illinois. Can you talk a bit about what that was like and some of the ways that that affected your mental health?
Sure. At the time, I was taking over my dad's farm that I grew up on. I was also working a full-time job, obviously, to keep my income coming in and to keep health insurance and whatnot. So I found it difficult and overwhelming, just like a lot of things in life, when you're put into a situation where I was just starting out. I was having to come up to speed with things that my dad had been the expert at. And I knew that it was up to me to make sure things happened, or at least I felt that it was completely on my shoulders to make things happen. And then the stress of trying to keep a full-time job and keeping the company I worked for happy and doing my job very well, it just become so overwhelming to me. And farmers are very independent, so reaching out and asking for help is not something that they are encouraged to do.
Yeah, you know, and I'm imagining that this, you know, you think about the things that in a non-farming job people have to deal with. But Ted, I wonder, you know, what are some of the ways that in particular farming is, you know, can be a stressful field, right? I'm imagining that having to, you know, so much of your livelihood depending on the weather every year can add distress. Ted, can you talk about some of those factors?
You know, the fact is farmers have a lot of stress all the time. I mean, for crops, first they have to get an operating loan, and without an operating loan, they most farms can't make it. So they need to borrow money from the bank, get an operating loan, and that's stressful. And then the next thing, they have to plant, and will it be too cold, too wet, too dry, too something? That's stressful. And once they get the crop in, will they have enough rain? Will they get too much rain? Will it be too hot? Will it be too cold? They go through that that time when they spray. Will it rain too soon? Do they need to spray for aphids? All of those things are stressful. Then they get through all of that, and it comes time to harvest. And will they get a good price for their crop? Will the corn be dry enough? All of those things are stressful. And then they get through all that, and if they made money that year, they breathe a sigh of relief, and they go through the same process all over again. So there's always stress on the farm, even in good times, because you just don't know what's in front of you, what's going to happen, how the prices are going to be, what the weather is going to be, all of those things you just don't know. And the example that was used earlier, what does a farmer do when no one is going to pick up their milk? How do they cope with that? How do they deal with that? And so stress is always on the farm. And I always profess, you know, when you're looking at all the stress on the farm, focus on what you can do and put your energy into things like family to help you get through those things. You know, earlier it was said by Greg that there's a lot of stress in the family and so on. And the truth is, most of the time, men don't talk about that stress. And because they don't talk about that stress, what do we do with that? Suicides on farms are really, really high, and yet oftentimes nobody knows that that person is going to attempt suicide until after the fact. And that's because, unfortunately, they look far too much at mental illness, and farmers will say, you know, I'm not crazy. I don't need to talk to a therapist. I'm not crazy. And the fact is, nobody said you were crazy. But with that stress building and building and building, how much can we take? And we have to find out how much we can take by going too far. That's just not a good idea. So take steps back and take care of yourself better and let your family, you know, every farmer that I know says the most important thing in their life is family. So if that's true, then make sure you let your family help you get through this crisis.
We're speaking with Ted Matthews, a rural mental health professional based in Minnesota, Greg Aubin, a farmer in Illinois, and Marissa Plesha, who's a reporter with the Midwest Center. Marissa, I wonder, what is it about the COVID-19 virus that is specifically putting more strain on farmers?
Yeah, so a lot of my sources have really just said it's a lot of the same stress, but just really amplified. One of my sources said it's just one more thing that they now have to deal with in addition to all the other stuff. And, you know, Ted Matthews just mentioned that there's a lot of family stress too. Everyone is at home, and with money being tight, things just start to become amplified and really difficult with the family. But that being said, it's also kind of dependent on the farm. Greg mentioned to me that he was able to get through planting season okay this year. Another local farmer out in Ohio also mentioned to me that they're actually doing really well right now because he was able to start selling his product online very quickly. So it's really just an issue that's become amplified with the pandemic and another thing that people have to worry about with all the unknown, but it's also dependent on the farm, it seems to be, based off of my reporting.
Yeah. So, well, Greg, how about that? How has it been on your farm, and what are you hearing from other farmers in your area?
Well, what Melissa said was true. Farming has been very stressful for the last 2 years. We've been kind of in a little bit of a depression with our prices, and you know, there's some political things and with trade and whatnot that have, you know, put pressure, at least for an unknown. And again, you add the COVID on top of it, it's just one more stress. Fortunately, we have come through and have not really had any significant issues due to COVID, but there was a lot of concern up front is, you know, would this company get shut down, or would we be able to get our crop protection chemicals, would be able to get our seed. A lot of unknowns that we were going into that were new possible stresses.
We've sort of identified the problem. Now, let's sort of think about what resources are out there to help people deal with this. Ted, what are some of the things that Minnesota has done in this area?
We try to focus on the fact that, you know, psychologists aren't the only people that are working with this. You know, we're all in this together in rural areas, and the clergy gets involved, and law enforcement gets involved, and social services gets involved, and extension gets involved, and working together, we can create a whole lot healthier atmosphere. And then identifying the fact that, mental health is exactly that. It's not mental illness, it's mental health. So as a group, as a collective, we can make it a little better, and a little better sometimes can go a long way.
Are there like a helpline or anything like that in Minnesota that people can call if they want to?
Yeah, Minnesota has helplines that are very effective, and we've had them for a while now. But they've gotten a lot better as time has gone on, and they will refer people immediately to myself or someone else when they feel that there's a crisis, and that works really well. And so Minnesota has done a lot of good things to make that better. The Department of Ag, you know, again, we have to all be in this together. And the mm-hmm. Department of Ag in Minnesota has been super supportive of all mental health issues and their easy access.
So if Minnesota is kind of one of the models out there, does Illinois have resources like this?
Illinois certainly has resources. And if you go on the Illinois Department of Agriculture and Illinois Farm Bureau, they list out resources for mental health as well. As far as I've seen, I haven't seen a helpline specifically for rural communities, but there are other helplines that they can reach out to.
Well, Greg, I want to end with you. I wonder, when you decided to speak with someone about your concerns about mental health, were there barriers for you in rural Illinois?
I wouldn't say there was barriers necessarily for the help that I could get, but it was not knowing where to turn. And it was mm-hmm. not knowing what the first step was. And when somebody's suffering from an episode of, you know, some severe stress and maybe some severe mental health, you know, they're not able to really make the decisions that they may have to make if they were thinking more clearly. So it's important. And what I've been advocating is to farmers is that this is not a stigma, because I think that was one of the things that I felt like, well, if I go and reach out for somebody for help, I'm going to get sent, you know, away to some institution somewhere and mm-hmm. Be left for the rest of my life. So there was that fear, that general unknown Again, mental health or mental illness is got a huge stigma.
And Greg Ogden, I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing your story and talking about your experience with us. Greg Ogden is a farmer in Manteno, Illinois. We've also been speaking with Ted Matthews, director of Minnesota Rural Mental Health, and Marissa Plesha, who is a reporter at the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm Brian Mackey.
And I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We've been listening to an excerpt of Illinois Public Media's talk show, The 21st, exploring rural mental health in Illinois, particularly as it relates to farmers and how the pandemic has put additional strain on farming communities. Our thanks to WILL, the crew at The 21st, and host Brian Mackey.